This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held meeting with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandram Gulam in Port Louis yesterday. The two leaders held discussions aimed at enhancing bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi became the first Indian to receive highest civilian award of Mauritius, Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean. Mauritius Prime Minister made the announcement during an Indian diaspora event in Port Louis. The honour also adds to Mr. Modi's growing list of international accolades, making it the 21st such recognition. Addressing the Indian community, Prime Minister Modi thanked the people and the government of Mauritius for giving him the country's highest civilian honour. He said, "This is not just an honour for him, but an honour for the historic bond between India and Mauritius." Mr. Modi said the deep-rooted cultural connection between the two countries is evident in the warmth of the diaspora.
यहाँ हमारे पूर्वज बिहार हो यूपी हो भारत के दूसरे हिस्सों से लाए गए थे भाषा बोली खान पान के हिसाब से देखें तो मॉरिशस में मिनी हिंदुस्तान बसता है यह लघु भारत है भारत की अनेक पीढ़ियों ने मॉरिशस को फिल्मी पर्दे पर भी देखा है
In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi also announced the issuance of Overseas Citizen of India, OCI cards, to his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Ramgulam and his spouse Veena Ramgulam. The community event was also attended by more than 3,500 people, including members of the Mauritius cabinet, government officials and National Assembly members. The Lok Sabha yesterday approved supplementary demands for grants second batch 2024-25, demands for excess grants for 2021-22, Manipur budget 2025-26 and supplementary demands for grant for Manipur 2024-25. Replying to a debate in the House, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the centre is providing all financial assistance to support the faster recovery of the economy in Manipur. She also announced a corpus of 500 crore rupees for Manipur to establish contingency fund, saying that the state had never such fund. The finance minister said that the total receipts for Manipur budget are 35,368 crore rupees, while revenue receipts are 27,231 crore rupees. The minister said the total expenditure has been estimated at 35,104 crore rupees for the state. She said, with the collective efforts of centre and state government, there has been improvement in the overall law and order situation in Manipur to a large extent. Later, the lower house also passed Appropriation Bill 2025, Appropriation Bill No. 2, 2025, the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation Vote on Account Bill 2025. After completing the business, the house was adjourned till today. In Pakistan, at least 6 military personnel were killed and over 450 passengers of Peshawar Quetta Jaffar Express have been taken hostage after the train came under attack from militants in Balochistan's Mach area yesterday. Media reports quoted a spokesperson for the Balochistan government, Shahid Rin, saying that the train, which was travelling from Quetta in Balochistan province to Peshawar in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, came under heavy fire during the assault, leading to its derailment. India's first ever World Para-Athletics Grand Prix began at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi yesterday. The three-day event will feature over 90 competitions, bringing together top para-athletes from across the globe. India has fielded a strong 145-member contingent featuring Paralympic gold medalists Praveen, high jump T64 category, Navdeep, javelin F41 category and Dharamveer, club throw F51 category. Ukrainian and US officials held talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia yesterday to find a path toward ending the war with Russia hours after Kyiv's forces launched their biggest ever drone attack on Moscow to date. And that is the end of this news bulletin.